You a brother, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, you know we don't like Jews.
No, a lot of Jews.
A lot of black people don't like Jews.
I don't have a problem with it.
Well, I don't know what happened to you.
1-800-449-8686, Pastor Renick, how you doing?
I'm really good, sir, and I'm enjoying listening to your program today.
Pastor William Renick here on the Phil Hendry Show. So Joseph Lieberman, and Pastor, you are the head pastor?
Yeah, I'm the head deacon at Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, California. And we have some 700 members of our congregation, and we have a beautiful community here.
And all right, I just wanted to give a little bit of that a little bit of that background, because we're talking about Joseph Lieberman, who's the vice presidential nominee of the Democratic Party. He was told by the American the Anti-Defamation League to back off his Vice President Joe Lieberman, the first Jew to appear at a major national ticket, is being asked to tone down frequent references to his religion. The request comes from, of all places, a Jewish group. So what do you think about somebody who's running for office being told to tone down his religion?
Well, I think that, Bill, it can be a detriment. People, especially Christians, I don't know that Jews are necessarily guilty of this, but I know that Christians can be very overbearing with their religion and really can stop a party. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you are...
So you're walking into a room and people are having a good time and some guy starts laying his religion on you.
Some guy starts laying his religion on you, and man, that is a drag. Now, I am a deacon, I'm a pastor in a Christian church, but I do know the value of backing it down a little bit. I think the ADL is telling them to back it down. I think it's natural, because the more you talk about being Jewish, the more you remind people of why they don't like Jews in the first place. I think that happens. The same thing happens to Christians. The more you talk about being a Christian, the more people remember why they don't like Christians, especially a lot of Bible thumpers, in the first place.
Well, do you think that there's that much enmity out there for Christians and Jews? And
I don't think people necessarily dislike Jews and Christians. I'm just saying that when you start laying Jesus and you're doing what I call testifying or witnessing, and you're doing a lot of that, you begin to really bring the party down a little bit. You know, you start to bring people down, and they don't want that. The Anti-Defamation League, they don't want you to defame Jews. But they don't want you to parade it around, okay? And I think that's what's been going on.
All right, so I still don't understand that. I mean, if we live in a country, first of all, what do they care?
Well, I mean, look, Phil, I'm a Christian minister, and I believe in Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son of God. I believe that He is the blood of the Lamb and my Savior. But even I know that a Christian can really kill a good buzz. You know,
what do you mean by that?
I mean, they can destroy some good times. You get a Christian opens his mouth and starts quoting the Bible in the middle of a pool party. Well, you just built a pool, right?
Yes.
Are you having a party?
We're going to have some friends over.
I dare you to invite a Christian or a Jew over who's talking Bible. I dare you. And they open their mouth, they start quoting Scripture, or they start testifying about this or that. Man, people are going to leave. You're going to see cars starting up. You're going to see taillights lit up. You're going to hear people mumbling excuses about needing to get home and take a babysitter. You're going to suddenly see a whole lot of drinks being placed in the sink. A lot of drink glasses going into the sink, and a lot of...
Well, and you're saying this is a... So, look, I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you. What I'm trying to get at here...
Phil, a man can have 6 or 7 margaritas, and when a Jew or a Christian starts testifying, you are stone-cold sober. Now, I've seen it. I will tell you a story about myself.
Wait a minute. We're talking about a guy who's out on the stump who is campaigning for the vice presidency of the United States. People want to know about him, okay?
Did he say he was a Jew? He said he was a Jew.
Yeah, he said it at the beginning. He said that he is an Orthodox Jew at the beginning. But don't you think people are interested in that? And
Phil, people may be interested. I think the ADL understands, though, that while people may be interested in that, they don't want it as a constant harangue. I think that's what he's doing. I think that's why Jesse Jackson You know, this isn't about Jews, okay?
You think Reverend Jackson talks about God too much?
Absolutely. I think that Reverend Jackson, he couldn't get elected. That guy couldn't get elected to as a troop leader in a Cub Scout den because all he does is testify. Now, I will say it again because I was not always a Christian. I was a man who was in trouble. I was a man before I became a pastor. I was a man who was definitely confused about life. Before I found Jesus Christ and before I found the Lord and the blood of the Lamb, I was lost.
Right.
I was lost in a wilderness. I was lost in a gambling den. I was lost in a card room.
You were gambling.
I was lost out in Vegas. I was a lost soul with a bottle in my hand.
Right.
I was smoking cigarettes. I was smoking crack. But I'll tell you this, as lost as I was, and as stoned as I was in those days.
I didn't know that you had a drug problem.
As stoned as I was, Phil. You start talking that Bible stuff, man, I was stone cold sober. I'd be at a party, and I'd put the moves on some beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. Tyra Banks looking thing. With the big Tweety Bird head and everything. And I started to put the moves on that sister. And I had myself a couple of 40 OZs.
Right.
I'm feeling no pain. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Now some brother comes along, starts quoting the Bible to me. Holy Jesus, you might as well. I mean, I was stone cold sober, and I had 120 proof straight Applejack for blood not 5 minutes before.
I understand.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So I'm saying to you, like Joe Lieberman, like Jesse Jackson, like anybody, you got to lay low. And you can't lay that Jew stuff. You can't lay that Christian stuff. I could smoke a rock. I mean a rock of crack cocaine.
Yeah.
And if a Jew started testifying, I'd need two rocks just to get back my buzz. That's how insufferable that can be. Now, I'm going to tell you something else.
Okay, can I say something, Rev?
I want to tell you something else, though.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Pastor William Rennick is with us. He's talking about the ADL asking Joe Lieberman to tone down his Jewishness, right?
Right.
Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. As we talk to, and I don't know how you guys feel about this, whether Joe Lieberman should actually quit being, if Joe Lieberman should stop being as Jewish as he is, I guess that a lot of Christian people.
Well, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to tell you something right now. It's stuff that I had to learn as a black man. Let me ask you a question, Phil.
Okay, I just want to give the number.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me just give the number. 1-800-449-8686. What?
Who is the black guy on the Lawrence Welk show?
I didn't know there was a black guy.
That's what I'm talking about. That brother was so low, and he laid low.
And there was a black guy on the Lawrence Welk show.
There was a black man on the Lawrence Welk show. That brother laid low. Because he knows all them crackers out there in North Dakota, all the white people. There was a little brother on there. It was a high yellow brother doing a tap dance. That's fine. But that brother ain't going to come out looking like Julius Erving, slam dunking a basketball or anything else like that. You have got to lay low. And
so you're saying to me, because I don't remember the black guy on the Lawrence Welk show, that he was doing a good job.
You think Lawrence Welk wants all them old crackers out there? Say, hey, look at this, I got myself a black man. I think he wanted them to notice it. But I do not think that he wanted them to focus on it. Now, that brother taught us all a lesson.
Do you think that that's right?
I think what's right?
Do you think that a man, a black man, has to camouflage?
You know something? You got to get along to go along. You understand what I'm saying? You want to make the paycheck. You want that man to lay the money on the barrelhead. You got to get along to go along. And what that means, basically, Phil, is you have got to say, I need this job. Now, that brother got himself national television job. He goes on national TV. Now that brother, all he got to do is get out tap dance, whatever he wants to do. Hi, yellow brother. I'd say right now, you ain't going to see Barry White on that show. He's black as the ace of spades, 500 pounds. You're going to notice a brother like that standing next to Lennon Sisters. But that brother on that Lawrence Welk show is what I'm talking about. You got to get along to go along.
All right, so Joe Lieberman ought to take a tip from the black guy that was on the Lawrence Welk show and just not be noticed.
I'm saying until someone says, well, 2 months is not much to go, but just keep your big mouth shut about your religion. That's nothing wrong. That's what I'm saying.
All right, Pastor William Renick is with us. He's saying that, like the black guy in the Lawrence Welk show, Joe Lieberman should play down his Jewishness and get along to go along. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Hendry Show with Pastor William Renick about political candidates who are, you know, out there telling everybody what religion they are. Now, you know, Pastor Renick, you see a lot of people, for instance, athletes. Athletes who will parade their religion on television by crossing themselves.
I was about to say, Phil, I've seen that on football and on baseball. You see them crossing themselves. Man, that is irritating. I'm telling you this as a Christian preacher, that when I see a ball player cross himself or do that whole thank you, Jesus thing, I cringe. You know, that just makes my job more difficult because people are saying, you want to start laying some of that Bible on me.
And that makes you cringe.
Makes me cringe because they say, you're going to start laying some of that Jesus on me. And I can't take that. You know, I mean, I'll be happy to talk about God, but I don't want some long-winded Jesus freak laying the Bible on me. I would much rather talk to a man like he's a man, you know. And people want to hear that. That's why I think the ADL told Joe Lieberman not to do that.
Well, Joseph Lieberman is Jewish, and he's not exactly out there trying to sell anybody on becoming Jewish, which is the big difference between Christians and Jews. Christians try to...
That's the other problem I got with being a Christian. I'm a Christian, but it bothers me sometimes. And I'm a preacher, but it bothers me. We all got trying to recruit. Jews don't try to recruit. Buddhists don't try to recruit. Hindus ain't trying to recruit. The Christians are out there trying to recruit. Man, it puts people off their dinner.
All right, Rancho Cucamonga on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you sound like a really hypocrite. I don't get you. You're a pastor.
I'm a pastor. I speak the truth, though. I tell you, why am I a hypocrite? I gotta go out and do what? Be a billboard for who?
Well, what are you trying to do? You're trying to keep your faith a secret? How did you tell you
I'm a Christian. I'm not going to sit there at a cocktail party and bore you to death.
Well, who told you about Jesus?
I found out about Jesus after a dissolute life. A life of ruin, a life of sin, I found out about Jesus.
But who told you about him?
I found out from a man. I was going on mission downtown Los Angeles. I was down on my luck, and my life had fallen apart. And
you were at the mission in L.A.?
That's right.
Because somebody opened your mouth.
But that's not about me. It's about this guy, Joseph Lieberman. Now, you know enough people down on Jews. You a brother, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. You know we don't like Jews.
A
lot of black people don't like Jews.
I don't have a problem with them.
Well, I don't know what happened to you.
What do you mean what happened to me? I just don't conform to what everybody else thinks.
Well,
I think for myself.
Well, a lot of brothers don't like Jews. You know that.
No, I didn't know that either.
A lot of black people don't like Jews.
Why?
And you I don't know why. As a fact, maybe they were. I don't know why.
Do you have a problem with Jews?
I don't have a big problem with Jews.
Do you have a small problem?
Have you got a small problem with Jews?
I watch TBN. That's how I became a Christian, watching John and that Jan Crouch, right?
Okay.
Now, they seem they're like Jew haters. So I was influenced by these white people.
Oh,
and wait a second.
You don't sound like a pastor to me.
I'm a pastor.
Do you study the Bible? You just go by what everybody else tells you and you believe?
I study as much of the Bible as I can.
Wait a minute. But Jan and Paul Crouch don't look like they like Jews.
No, they don't look like Jew lovers to me. They look like this brother knows what I'm talking about.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. And so I was influenced.
How did you come to this life of religion?
I watched TBN.
So you were living down on Skid Row, drinking wine or smoking crack, and you were watching TBN?
Yeah. And that's how.
And that's how you got converted?
That's how I got converted.
What do you teach your congregation?
I teach the Bible according to Jesus Christ. And I study as much of the Bible that I can stomach in one sitting. But like I say,
wait.
Stuff is really dull.
What do you mean?
Telling you, I study as much of the Bible as I can physically take in one sitting. Then I got to go and throw up.
And what are you talking about, throw up?
This brother, are you a Christian, brother?
Yeah.
All right, you know that stuff's boring.
No, it's not boring.
Oh, come on.
You obviously not living it and walking it.
I live it, I walk it, I breathe it, I crap it. Every part of my body is the Bible and Jesus. That's truth, brother.
I know
you appreciate my sense of humor, too.
I have trouble believing that.
You know, brother, I know what Jesus did for me. You know what Jesus did for you?
Oh, absolutely.
What?
He died on the cross.
Now, what did he do for you? Don't give me the pat answer. I want to know what he did for you.
Well, see, I don't have a background of drugs or
alcohol. I didn't think he did much for you.
But
you know, you got a wife that nagged you into it. That's your business.
A what?
But you got a wife that nagged...
Okay, quit browbeating this poor guy. Thank you very much for your call, sir.
Well, I wanted to ask him. You got one brother on the line, you hang up on him?
I got you on the line. You're the other brother I got on the line. We're talking with Pastor...
Phil, all I'm saying is...
Hold on for a minute. We're talking with Pastor William Renick about Joseph Lieberman, who has been told by the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, to tone down the Jewishness of his pitch, to tone down references to his religion, to tone down the religious message that he may have in his campaigning. William Renick is on the line to talk with us about that and the fact that you believe Christians do the same thing and it's just bad for business, right?
I believe absolutely bad for business.
All right, hold on here. I'm going to give the number 1-800-449-8686 because you said something really interesting. You study the Bible.
I do study the Bible.
You said you study as much of the Bible as you can stomach in one sitting.
Well, Phil, number one, the Bible is not good reading. If the Bible was good reading, more people would read it. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, there are a lot of people who think the Bible...
Maybe a lot of people think the Bible's good, but it's not good reading because if it was, more people would read it. It's a real bore. And so if you want to follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ, which I want to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, if you want to do that, then you have got to begin to read that Bible as boring and as lousy as it is. And that's what I'm talking about.
You know what? I'm not a Christian, but I'm going to ask you some questions I'm sure a Christian would ask you. Do you find the story of Jesus dying on the cross boring?
No, that I don't. That's not boring because that's got everything. But I'm saying that it's just I sit down, I study the Bible, I read John, I go, holy Jesus, I put it down. I got to go walk around. I got to get oxygen. It's very heavy material. You can only take a few bites at a time, and then you have to digest it, is what I'm saying. You need to be able to sit down, read the Bible, go outside, get some oxygen, oxygenate your blood, and go back and read it. That's all. And that's all I'm trying to say about that. But I would not say...
Well, you're saying that it's boring, and you're, in other words, you're a Christian despite how crappy the Bible is.
It's a bad read.
It's a bad read. Like a Jacqueline Suzanne novel, huh?
Well, no, but I'm saying it's a bad read. It ain't the best. But I'm saying that this is a golden opportunity to have a Jewish man be vice president. Don't blow it by running around, putting your yarmulke on in public, straightening it out, you know, picking out your nose hairs. In other words, drawing attention to the things that make you Jewish. You're picking out nose hairs, everybody sees what a big schnoz you got, straightening your yarmulke in public, all that stuff, people are going to see that. All I'm trying to say is make sure, look, all you Christians out there know what I'm saying is true. I'm just more honest, so I say it, that's all. And that's why I do what I do.
All right, Pastor Renick, 1-800-44, you're just being honest. By the way, I'm not going to let that crack about picking the nose hairs go past, okay?
About it's a big Jewish...
About that. I'm not going to let that go past. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. We're going to get back to more of your phone calls.
I don't think you asked me.
I'll tell you my opinion in a minute. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And
what's your opinion?
What's my opinion on Joe?
Wait, what is your opinion on whether the ADL is right in asking Joe Lieberman to tone down his Jewishness? You are good at asking my opinion. What's your opinion?
I think they're wrong.
Why are they wrong? I think they're right.
I know you think they're right. I think they're wrong. A man's religion is who he is. It's the spiritual base of his life. He's not running around trying to convert people. He's saying, you know, it's really fun. The ADL, this is one of the reasons why, you know, I know that somewhere along the line they do good work in making sure that Jewish people are not defamed or otherwise persecuted. But the kind of humorless clowns that they've turned into, and I say humorless, I mean that, because here's a man, the very spiritual underpinning of his life is something he's supposed to tone down in public because we don't want people. Check it out, ADL. Stick with the politics. Leave the religion to the rabbis and cats like that, and bug off, okay? And by the way, I don't want any more letters from you. This show is not anti-Semitic much. Now,
you get letters from the ADL?
No, I do not. I'm kidding around. 1-800...
Well, Phil, I think you're wrong, because...
You think I'm wrong, because you think that the Bible is a boring read.
I love the Bible, I love Jesus Christ, and I love my religion. I'm saying the Bible is a real tough read, yeah. It's tough for me to get through it at night.
Well, then don't read it every night or something.
I got to read it every night. I'm a pastor.
All right, here's San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. San Diego, hello.
Yes. I have a statement that I want to make. I don't have any questions to ask.
And that's why I do what I do.
All right, Pastor Renick, 1-800-44, you're just being honest. That, by the way, I'm not going to let that crack about picking the nose hairs go past, okay?
About it's big Jewish...
about that. I'm not going to let that go past. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Henry Show. We're going to get back to more of your phone calls.
Than you ask me.
I'll tell you my opinion in a minute. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686.
What's your opinion?
What's my opinion on Joe?
What is your opinion on whether the ADL is right in asking Joe Lieberman to tone down his Jewishness? You are good at asking my opinion. What's your opinion?
I think they're wrong.
Why are they wrong? I think they're right.
I know you think they're right. I think they're wrong. A man's religion is who he is. It's the spiritual base of his life. He's not running around trying to convert people. He's saying, you know, it's really fun. The ADL, this is one of the reasons why, you know, I know that somewhere along the line they do good work in making sure that Jewish people are not defamed or otherwise persecuted. But the kind of humorless clowns that they've turned into, and I say humorless, I mean that, because here's a man, the very spiritual underpinning of his life is something he's supposed to tone down in public because we don't want people, check it out, ADL, stick with the politics, leave the religion to the rabbis, cats like that, and bug off, okay? And by the way, I don't want any more letters from you. This show is not anti-Semitic much. Now,
you get letters from the ADL?
No, I do not. I'm kidding around. 1-800...
Well, Phil, I think you're wrong, because...
You think I'm wrong, because you think that the Bible is a boring read.
I love the Bible, I love Jesus Christ, and I love my religion. I'm saying the Bible is a real tough read, yeah. It's tough for me to get through it at night.
Well, then don't read it every night or something.
I got to read it every night. I'm a pastor.
All right, here's San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. San Diego, hello.
Yes. I have a statement that I want to make. I don't have any questions to ask.
And that's why I do what I do.
All right, Pastor Renick, 1-800-44, you're just being honest. That, by the way, I'm not going to let that...
What I'm going to do.
I'll tell you something else. I know this about the monks that made the Bible, Mr. Henry. You know this is true, too.
Well, wait a minute. Bringing up the race of the monks.
Now, hold on for a minute. The very same monks that transcribed the Bible in the Middle Ages invented beer.
But then why don't you go transcribe the Bible?
What did monks do in drinking beer and transcribing the Bible?
Can you read Greek?
What's that?
Can you read Greek?
Am I Greek?
Can you read Greek?
Can I read Greek? Since I'll tell you, sometimes I think I'm reading Greek.
Okay,
that's only after I have myself a pill.
If you can't read it, don't complain about the transcription. If you want to do your own transcription, go learn Greek and then come back to me. You have no sense. You need some help.
Oh, hell, what the hell is thing in Greek for?
You need help. I named your cousin.
I'm sorry about that. I let my boy...
You know what? Don't be sorry to me. You are sorry, but I feel sorry for you.
I asked Jesus for forgiveness, you know, and I'm sorry about that.
And I'm going to ask him for forgiveness for you, too. I'll be praying for you tonight, because you really do need help.
I tried. But since I want to tell you something, I tried to do what the monks in the Middle Ages did in reading Greek, and the only thing that I could do was to try to transcribe Genesis after four bottles of 40 OZ of King Cobra. It didn't work.
Wait a second.
If you never had Jesus in your life, you wouldn't have to worry about if it was monks or whoever. He could give you what he needs for you to know.
Why did you drink four 40 ounces?
Because to me it would be the same thing as reading Greek.
I'm going to end this call. You need help. You need Jesus. You don't have him, but you do need him. And I'm going to pray for
you. I love Jesus, and he's my savior.
You can love him, but not know him. him and you do not know him.
I know Jesus. I know
no,
one thing. Yes, I do.
You
I just
know
don't
of
think
him.
I just don't
you
think he's that very excited.
Him.
I know
you
of
don't
him.
Know him.
And I know, but I don't think he's all that exciting. I'm trying to get, just how the monks did it, 40 ounces of King Cobra, drinking
you
all that booze.
Wait a minute. The monks didn't drink beer and transcribe the Bible.
Well, they most certainly didn't.
Oh, come on. They invented beer. They weren't swilling that stuff, trying to transcribe that Greek stuff.
Look at you. You are
more
and more.
You're making up excuses for your own failures. I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to end the call because you're wasting my time on myself.
I was just
waiting for you.
Just don't, do me a favor, will you? Don't go out in public with all that I read Matthew last night stuff. Oh, man. You going to kill a party?
She's gone.
She's gone. Which shows me that young sister doesn't.
Now, never mind about the young sister. You're sitting there telling her that her big night reading Matthew.
That's what she thinks a big night is.
And what was that crack you made about, I know Jesus, I just think he's dull?
I wanted that girl at my Sunday service too. But I'll say that Jesus he saved my rear end. He saved my black ass. I will tell you that. There's no doubt about that Jesus saved this black ass from a world of hurt. But do I want to go to a party with him? No.
You know that in the Bible it says Jesus turned water into wine at a party.
Yeah, that's real good. Look, how long is this?
Well, that's what it says in the Bible, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does, Phil. I don't know what to say. All I'm telling you is this. Oh, never mind. Take another phone call, man. You don't get it now, you never will.
Well, I don't get it, and I don't know why it is that the... I don't know why it is that you can't understand that the Bible is the...
Uh-huh. What's the Bible? You know, you're a real scholar. Turn water into wine. Man, I bet you sit there right there with that sister every night. You
know? Well, why do you got to make fun of me, okay? I don't know what I'm talking about. All right, look.
Yeah.
I'm going to go now. I'm awfully sorry if I offended you. And
well, you ought to be.
Yeah, I am, and I just simply want to say that I hope Joseph Lieberman doesn't back off of being Jewish. And
I'll tell you what, Vice President Lieberman, you can run around and tell everybody you're a Jew, man. They love that. Everyone's going to want you in their house, you tell them that.
And I hope you have success in your religion.
I'm going to go home, pop me a tall boy of Coors Light, and get into some Bible reading.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Boo Henry.